Welcome to the Gallagher Clipper, the podcast where we inform Gallagher Marine System clients about regulatory and response issues. Today on the program, we have Andrea Prosciutti, Senior Manager of the Gallagher Plans Department, here to talk about the Panama Canal Shipboard Oil Pollution and Emergency Plan. Andrea, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Dan. So Gallagher wanted to take some time to shed a little bit more light on some consistent issues we're seeing with the status of vessel plans, validity, and intervention where it's not warranted. In 2019, we spotlighted this issue because we were consistently seeing vessels being told that by their local agents that their PC SOPEP was not valid or in place, when in fact that wasn't the case. But we continue to see this issue regularly, and then recently it has gone to another level. So I wanted to share an example of a situation that we recently had to deal with, just to educate our client base to understand the role of the agent versus the role of your plan writer.
So, great. I love a story.
Great. Cool. I don't know if you're going to love this one. So in the fall of 2016, we were requested by one of our clients to arrange PC SOPEP coverage for their vessel. That service request was fully completed and in compliance with the Panama Canal Authority regulations. Fast forward just a few weeks, the vessel had an ETA to transit the Panama Canal. Gallagher wasn't made aware of this ETA, so no engagement there between us and our client, which is pretty standard. So the local agent took it upon themselves, in preparation with the vessel for transiting, to check to see if a PC SOPEP was in place. Because the notice of acknowledgement is only issued on an ETA basis, and the Panama Canal Authority's database is only updated once that approval is in place, the agent thought that an approval was not in place. So they obtained a copy of the Gallagher Marine Systems submitted PC SOPEP and resubmitted it. Now, a little bit of background. The Panama Canal Authority uses the latest submission that was made for a vessel for approval processing. So in their records, it showed that that agent submission was the latest that was made on behalf of that vessel. So the notice of acknowledgement was issued to the agent directly, and Gallagher was not made aware of this approval. So our records were immediately invalidated. As many people know, the Panama Canal Authority issues NOAs that are valid for a period of 4 years. So in the fall, that vessel's approval status expired, unbeknownst to Gallagher. Let's fast forward a little bit more to March 2021. The vessel had, again, a scheduled transit of the Panama Canal. They reached out to us to check on the status of approval for their vessel, and our records indicated that that vessel had never transited, and therefore an NOA was not issued. But it's our typical practice, especially if an ETA is imminent, that we'll follow up with the Panama Canal Authority just to make sure everything's okay. It was only then that we were made known to us the situation that happened 4 years ago in 2016. Unfortunately, that meant that that vessel was non-compliant, that they had missed the 96-hour deadline, which is imposed by the Panama Canal Authority, and therefore that vessel was fined. So it's a very unfortunate situation. I would say that a silver lining is that the vessel was able to maintain its scheduled time slot for transiting, so it wasn't delayed, but the vessel did incur a fine. And this is based off of a local agent intervening in the plan submission and status process.
So what's the message that we want to get out to clients, agents, vessel masters regarding the Panama Canal SOPEP?
Yeah, the overall theme here, and the thing that we can't stress enough, is please engage us, your plan writer, when it comes to plan status and validity. if anyone, a local agent or otherwise, is telling you that you don't have plan coverage in place, please verify with that with us. As your plan writer, it is our responsibility and our promise to you that we're maintaining compliance for you if that's a service that you've requested from us. So it's imperative that you reach out to us so we can give you sound guidance and also follow the protocols so that things like this, gaps in coverage, don't occur.
So if I need to reach out to you in the middle of the night to find out if I have coverage, or any time of the day or night, really, what is the best way to get a hold of the Gallagher Plans Department to confirm that coverage is in place?
Sure. Well, you can always send an email to our main account, info@chgms.com, which is checked during regular business hours. If it's an emergency situation, we have our qualified individual line, which is staffed 24/7. If there is a situation that comes up after hours.
Is there anything else you want to say in closing to make sure that we've covered all the bases?
Yeah, just can't reiterate enough. Please reach out to us for verification of your compliance status for your vessels, for PC SOPUPs and beyond. We're ready to assist you and answer those questions for you.
Great. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Gallagher Clipper. If you need additional information about plan coverage, you can email us at info@chgms.com.